here is the verse number 15 from Bhagavad Gita, 7th chapter. Namana duskita nam muha prapadvante narab. Maya aprita vyana asunam bhavama. So, we have made this verse a standard of examination. We haven't got to do anything. Everything is there. Because Krishna is the original Guru. Shishasriyam sadhimam prapanyam. Arjuna, in the parampara system, he is teaching us how to surrender to Krishna. So, this is the qualification how to advance in spiritual process. People are suffering for want of spiritual consciousness. They are living like animals. They have no buddhi. Krishna atma buddhi kunabe chithasate sadhit salatradi hithomaitri. Dakti sa buddhi salile natarhisi janesu avidyesu saiva gopha. Gopara means animal. Cows and asses. Anyone who is thinking and this body is animal. This is the body. Actually he is animal. If the dog is thinking, I am dog, and if some gentleman is thinking, I am Indian, I am American, or I am Englishman, where is the difference? To identify the body, there is no difference. So, on this platform of bodily concept of life, we remain animal. And to raise from that animal platform to the platform of our spiritual consciousness, that is the business of human life. Athātva brahma jikyāsa. This is the Vedānta Sutra. So if we do not inquire about Brahma in this human form of life, which is obtained after many, many births, bahunām sammamānti, many, many millions of years, and millions of births. Asadihantaram prapti. We change our body. That because we are on the animal platform, we cannot understand that we have to change our body. So, Krishna personally comes because we are part and parcel of Krishna. Mamayvānsa-jīvūta. He is more anxious for us because we are suffering in this material world under bodily concept of life. That is his first instruction. Tathādehāntaram-prāta. We have to understand that we have to change this body. Don't be happy because you have got, by karma, a comfortable body. No body is comfortable. It is temporary, even if it is comfortable. Even if you have got a very nice body, American body, or European body, it may appear to be very nice, better than the Indian body. But that is not permanent. We'll have to change. That is spiritual consciousness. So we must be prepared. This is journey. On the platform of bodily concept of life, whatever we are doing, that is all defeat. Parabhavasthavadavodajata javanna jikyasata atmatattam. And the bodily concept of life, whatever we are doing, simply defeat. We are thinking we are making very good progress. There is no progress. Unless you become inquisitive, athāta brahma-jikyāsa, there is no progress. That has been taught by your ācārya Sanātana Goswāmī. When he approached Sanātana Goswāmī, approached Lord Chaitanya, his first question was, you are Prime Minister, you are very big man, but he approached Chaitanya Mahāprabhu to inquire, who am I? Kiyāmi. That was it. Kiyāmi kanamare jāpe tāpastra. Apani kaha prabhu kise hīsa. So, this is the process to know of oneself, not to be bewildered for the temporary bodily comfort. This is the instruction of the four basic literature. Prahlad Maharaj also said to Lord Nisimhadev, Suti tata vimukha cetasa mayas atham bharata bhara vimura. Mayas khayam bhavato vimura. That those who are engaged for this temporary mayasu, they are vimura. The same thing is explained here. Navāga duṣṭhitinam mūḍhā. So those who are after this material happiness, they have been always described in all śāstras, and Krishna is personally describing mūḍhā, vimura. If we want to remain in vimura and suffer this material existence, that is our not very sign of good intelligence. Everyone should try to be intelligent enough what is the goal of life, what is to be done in this human form of life. So our Krishna consciousness movement is the supreme welfare activities in the world. Because we are trying to stop the life of hogs and dogs. Nāyana jīha dīho bhājāna nilopi kastāna kāmāna arhati virbhujāna. The stool eaters, hogs, what is their business? We have seen in Vrindavana also there are many hogs. They are nice searching after stool and eating and getting some strength and fat, then sense enjoyment, never mind whether it is mother, sister or daughter. These hogs and dogs' life should be stopped. It is not possible for everyone to stop, but those who are intelligent, fortunate, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, ei rupe brahmanna bhamite kono bhagavan ji guru krishna kripa pay bhakti lata bij. So you are all fortunate that you are taking to this krishna consciousness bhakti lata bij and proceed according to the principle. And the first principle is tad-vijñānātmikā guru-meva vidacchet. This is the first principle. Ādu buddhāśrayam. That is the first principle. And Miss Vedas also she says that Jatka Devi Parabhakti Jatha Devi Tatha Guru Tasai Te Kaditahi Akya Prakasan. Vedic knowledge is revelation. Vedic knowledge is not understood by so-called mundane scholars, by reading grammar. No. Vedic knowledge is possible to be understood by a person who has got unthinking faith in the bona fide Guru. Guru means representative of Krishna. Krishna is equal. We have repeatedly discussed this fact that Guru means the bona fide servant of Krishna. Guru does not mean a magician or jugglery. That is not Guru. Guru means it is explained by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very easily. How to become Guru? He has asked everyone, especially those who are born in India. Bharat Bhumite Manusya Janma Hilaja. Especially because we Indians, Bharatiyas, we have got facilities to become Guru of the whole world. We have got this. Because here we have got the literatures, Vedic literatures, especially the Bhagavad Gita, which is spoken by Krishna himself. If we try to understand what is the aim of life and preach all over the world, then you become Guru. And if we want to cheat others in the name of so-called yogi, swami, scholar, that will not make you Guru. Guru Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, you become all Indians, all Bharatiya, Guru. Amaragnaya Guru Haiya, Karo Elji, wherever you are. And how shall I become Guru? Now, Jare Dakho Tare Kaho Krishna Upadesh. That's all. So, this Krishna consciousness movement means to follow the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction is this Baba Tobu. Preach Krishna Upadesh, and it is Krishna Upadesh. Namara Dushitana Mura Prabhadanti Narasa. This is not our manufactured word. It is Krishna Upadesh that anyone who is not surrendered to me, Dushitana, he is immediately classified into four groups. What are they? Dushitana, Mura, Naradhama, Maya, Abhitabhyana, Asuri, Avamasita. So, it is very simple thing. Who is a Mura? If one does not surrender to Krishna, if one does not understand what Krishna, he is either Dushitana, means sinful, Mura, rascal, Naradhama, lowest of the mankind, and Maya Abhita Jnana, and his so-called education and degree are useless, because real knowledge is taken away from him. Maya Abhita Jnana. So, there is no need of fighting, but we can understand what are these people in general. Within these four groups of men, so we have to face them. Our Krishna consciousness movement is facing these rascals, these Dushitana, these Naradhamas, and to request them to become Krishna conscious. This is Krishna consciousness movement. You cannot sit idly to show your godlessness in a secluded place, imitating Prithvi Thakur, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. No. We have to preach. That is the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hamara Gaya Guru Haiya. Taroi. That is really following the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not to imitate Prithvi Thakur. That is not possible. You can even do that very nicely. That is for your safety. Supposing that you are doing nicely, but that is for your safety. But the one who is facing dangerous position for others' benefit, they are very quickly recognized by Krishna. Natatasmat manushesu kashchitne kriya krishna. Jayamam paramam guhyam madhbhakti suvabhijasam. So if you face, that's like fighting soldiers, they are facing danger for the country, they are recognized. Similarly, those who are preachers on behalf of Krishna, preaching people to take to Krishna consciousness, they are great soldiers. I am very happy that you, Europeans and Americans especially, you are helping me. So continue this process, and that is the very easy way to be recognized by Krishna. Because he says, Nachatasmad manushesu kashchid me kriya krishna. Who is preaching this Krishna consciousness? So I thank you very much that you have come here in Vrindavan, and you are traveling, you are preaching. So, let us dedicate this life for preaching Krishna consciousness all over the world. Never mind, we die by preaching. His name will be glorious. Thank you very much.